Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting 8th. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Reichardt trying to get to home. Darwin throws the ball into Mitterwald, who tags Reichardt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hile strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun who is chasing the ball. Reichardt reaches third base with a triple. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Golds now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reichardt scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. 1 out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws to first. Allen drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Allen. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeter. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 White Sox. Mike Adams pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Braun reaches third base with a triple. Adams scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Cy Acosta now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.